Now, TalkZone presents Milo's Internet Marketing. Milo's Internet Marketing, with issues, answers, and information to ramp up the traffic on your website. Here's your host, Milo.
Welcome, and thanks to you for logging in at Milo's Internet Marketing radio program on TalkZone.com. And we're here for another show to help you with your internet business. We're here each and every week to assist you in getting your website up and running, your business up and running, and make it successful for you. You can contact us at milostalkzone.com. That's milostalkzone.com. Or on our show today, we're going to have Ask Andy, and we're going to talk about viral marketing. So a lot of things to cover today. If you have a specific topic you'd like us to talk about, please contact us at milostalkzone.com. Have a question for Andy? It's askandyaquestion@aol.com. Askandyaquestion@aol.com. On our program today, we're going to talk about the ins and outs of viral marketing. What is viral marketing, and how does it drive traffic to your website and making your product viral? And then some secrets about it. And today with Andy, we're going to talk about two things. Printers, which we had some questions on, plus Conficker kind of raised its evil head this past week. And so Andy's going to have some updates on that virus. And in the Newbie's Fortune, we're going to talk about some checklists for you. So a lot to cover today. And what I'd like to do is talk about viral marketing. That's the term that's used in internet marketing, viral, V-I-R-A-L. And it's really, all it is considered word-of-mouth advertising. If you have a brick-and-mortar store, you put it on a street somewhere, it opens up and people drive by and walk by, and maybe they come in and they purchase something. And then you might want to go on the side and do some advertising to get some more word out there, some more people come in. But the best type of advertising that a brick-and-mortar store can have is the word of mouth. You do something, you do it well, whatever the product is, it's a good product, your service is a good service, somebody tells somebody else, and that's what builds your base much better than anything else does. And it's the cheapest form of advertising. Well, viral marketing is the same thing in the internet world. The internet business isn't much different than a brick-and-mortar business. If you put a website up, nobody's going to come to it. It's just not going to be found. You have to be active to get it out there for people to find it, to know that it's there, to have search engines realize that it's there. You're parked somewhere on the internet, but nobody's seeing it. They might drive past and look at it and see it, but not pay much attention. But how do you know it's out there? So you need to advertise to get out there. There's many different ways of advertising to get yourself out there. But the most important thing is to get it into the search engines. And that's done mainly by viral marketing. They are going to pick it up if you just sit it there. But while it's just sitting there, it's not doing anything. So it's just a form of word-of-mouth advertising. We're going to talk about that this morning, today, on this program, and see if we can't kind of cover different ways of getting your item out there, whatever it is, whether it's a service, whether it's a product, whether it's a widget that you've made, whatever it is, to get your website out so it's noticed by the search engines and it's going to higher ranking. The higher ranking will help you to get more business. Again, it's word of mouth. The more people know about your product, the more people know about it, it's going to be up higher ranked in the search engines. If it doesn't come on that first page, when you search for widgets and you've got 10, 15 items listed on Google or Yahoo, Ask, whatever it happens to be, if it's not there, people aren't going to find it because people don't tend to search through. They look at the first page and move on. It's an instant society. People want something and they get it and that's it. And that's how they manage it with the internet. The term itself, viral, was first used in 1996. One of the best examples of the early success of viral marketing took place with Microsoft's free email service, Hotmail. Hotmail appended ads to each email that was sent out by their subscribers, thus making use of the Hotmail social network to advertise a range of goods and services. So Microsoft really used it to its fullest in creating their Hotmail. Viral marketing functions on the basis of voluntary participation in the process of advertising a business. This also adds a personal touch to many applications of viral marketing, as there is usually at least an implied endorsement when an individual passes along information about a good or product or service of some sort. Viral marketing takes place both online and offline. As such, it is possible to use traditional marketing tools as well as contemporary electronic tools as part of viral marketing. Relationships. That's the key to success in anything, whether it's in life or business. Relationships. The relationship can take many forms. The basis for the connection may be family, community, friends, business contacts, even email contacts. All that are associated with the message board where the business owner participates. Viral marketing employs a basic understanding that satisfied clients are likely to tell three other people. That's the clue, telling other people. They tell three other people about their positive experiences, thus the word-of-mouth advertising. And whether it's brick-and-mortar, whether it's electronic, digital, that's the important part. Well, there's 4 points on how to use viral marketing. There's several factors we like to talk about. Point one, define the potential of a particular social network. That means understanding the nature of the social circle and what is more likely to appeal to persons who belong to that network. Understanding the nature of each of your networks help you to set realistic goals for returns on your marketing investment. And we'll cover that a little bit more. Put together your talking points. You need a direct or appealing approach to get the word out about your services or your products. At the same time, the message needs to be easily passed on to your contacts or to other people. Talking points create a great platform for verbal communications, as well as drafting the text for an email campaign to direct at your network. Again, we talked about last week about knowing your product, knowing exactly what it is you are trying to sell, how you're trying to sell it, and all the ins and outs of it, so you could communicate about it. Make it easy to find your site. In email communications, this may be accomplished with a link or a banner ad. Those are big right now. However, if you are also using verbal communication as a means of beginning the process, your URL is complicated, consider a shorter or easier memorable domain name. That's important because the search engine searches for the domain name. So if you have something that has nothing to do with your product in your domain name, you're going to have a problem of the search engines finding it. There are many ways of doing it. You can put a name. You can put an object before or after. If you're selling widgets and you go widgets.com is taken, you can look for widgets good. Good widgets, helpful widgets, widgets helpful. So at least you get your name in that .com listing. That's important. And then you need to proactively ask your contacts to spread the word. While some of your social contacts will do it as a matter of course, people often have to be reminded. Usually asking your contacts for help in spreading the word is enough to get the ball rolling. So we're going to talk about how to get these contacts out there. How to make your product viral. It is hard to think of any good or service that could not be marketed with the use of the viral approach. Of course, some products are more easily identifiable as marketable by word of mouth than others. Here are some ways to make information about your product easy to pass on from one person to the next. First, use the right social network for the viral marketing. If you are attempting to create sales of a line of women's shoes, you don't want to send them out to somebody who's actively selling hunting equipment. You want to make sure and it's a common sense thing, but be aware of your product, who wants to buy your product, who needs your product, and that's where you kind of begin to place your eggs in the basket, so to speak. Then you need to identify uses or applications for your product line, whatever it is, a service or an object. Often providing some examples of how to get the most out of a product will get people to think about doing it and thinking a little bit out of the box. This could lead to the individual to remember that someone of their acquaintances has a need or desire that would be met by one of your products. So they begin to think about your product and who would like to use it and where it would fit in. Then you need to provide enough information to make it easy to pass on the details. At the same time, keep it simple enough that your contacts do not feel as if they are selling for you, but they are selling with you. As long as they can see the word of mouth as doing a good turn for you, chances are they'll keep doing it. It's helping one another, and that's really it happens in brick and mortar also. It's important that you do not think that all products are fine for all social networks. Approaching viral marketing with one-size-fits-all approach could damage your reputation. So make sure you put your eggs where they belong and kind of spread your word in the proper direction. Viral marketing has been around in concept longer than the actual term. As such, there's a lot of information that can help you avoid making the more common mistakes. We'll talk about a few things to make your campaign run smoothly in trying to sell your product. First of all, get a mentor. And that's even true in anything we do in life, but a mentor will help a lot. The best way for a new entrepreneur to learn the tricks of the trade is to find someone who has already been down the path and lived to tell about it. Once you find a mentor, listen and learn. Sometimes we don't listen. There'll be plenty of time to ask questions, but in the early stages, just listen, because once you learn something, the more you learn, the more questions you have. But that's when you really get the knowledge. When you have some knowledge, then you begin to ask questions and learn more. Your role is to absorb data that's coming your way. That's what we do at milosinternetmarketing.com. We have a platform of things to get you started so that you can begin your business to get it going and become profitable. Another thing is to get opinions from others that use the marketing. They may have some applications that will be good models for campaigns for you to have in mind. You do not have to reinvent the wheel. Look to see if you're selling bottled water. Then look at the different campaigns on the internet that are selling bottled water and pick and choose of what works for them and then see what will work for you, because it's out there. Use what fits your personality, your style, how you want to present the product. But don't start from scratch, because there's things out there that will give you ideas. Pick and choose from others. Go visit somebody else that has the same type of item that you're selling, the same type of website. Look for a good website that you like. The color, design, the shape, the form, the graphics, whatever. And then build upon that. Just don't, you know, you're not doing it on your own. You can certainly use others for help. Respect the social networks. People are often happy to help now and then, but don't think they're going to spread the word in lieu of helping themselves. People are there to help each other, and by helping someone, you help yourself, but you can't take advantage of anyone. Don't overburden your friends in any situation. Don't use any people. Don't use the person. That's important. A couple secrets about viral marketing. While there are not much in the way of secrets about viral marketing, there's a few tips that we can kind of sneak in there about running a successful marketing campaign that will create a bigger success for you. Viral promotions come in several forms. Along with emails that can be forwarded, there is also hard copy documents, such as flyers, brochures, and business cards, that will also help provide some of your social networks the means to spread the word. Online, there's also text messaging, images, and even video clips that can be passed from person to person. Video has become the mainstay of the internet in this year, 2009. It's increased dramatically. There's so many links to YouTube. If you could do something video on your website, it just improves it, and people like to see. More people are visual learners than they are auditory learners, so they like to see what's going on. So if you can put a short clip, if you have a 15, 20-minute clip, they're not going to spend the time usually to watch it. You want a 1-3-minute clip to show your product, explain your product, or talk about your product, or something to hold their attention. They're going to remember it a little longer if they have that video clip to view. Another thing is to organize your social contacts into groups. This does not necessarily translate into all business contacts in one group or friends in a different group. organize the contacts based on their relationships to your product. You know, the purchaser, the buyer, the seller, the advertiser, those are all groups that you send different information, different emails to, different ideas to. And always say thank you. Whether it's in any industry, it's important to say thank you. People often are more than willing to pass on a good word. That willingness will increase if you make it a point to let them know how much you appreciate their effort. Underscore the appreciation with some sort of small favor in return, such as recommending them to someone who could use their services. In other words, you kind of keep spreading it down the line so that the viral marketing continues forever. Using blogs is a good way to spread your viral marketing. It's getting out there and expressing to different people different ideas of how to see your website. It's bringing back links. Remember, the more links you have to your website, the higher ranking you will get in the Google listing. So you want to use blogs, and blogs are a good way to get out your viral marketing because other people will help you out with it. Web blogging has become a popular way of promoting a business. We'll talk about a few of the ways to build the social network and, in turn, generate more word-of-mouth advertising. Write regularly. Know your product, know information about it, and contribute to information about your product to different websites. It's easy for you to print out the item if you really know, print out about your product if you really know the item. And so you can add to it and keep intensifying the amount of places where your product is being sold. A blog that has a new content every couple of days will build a readership that will not only capture the regular readers, but also entice other readers to look at it and to add their information. Make it simple to pass on materials. You can use a blog to create columns or lists or other documents that readers can pass on to their friends, either by printing them out or emailing them as attachments. It's good to set up on your blog a way that they can print something out, because even though the computers were going to cut down on paper, you know how much it has increased the paper. And people sometimes like to have something in their hand so that they know what they are looking at and have a better tangible item. Allow comments on your blog writing. This is important because then people feel ownership within your newsletter or within your product area. This can help establish a rapport with each comment that you respond to. The more invested a person feels in the existence of your blog, the greater chance they will have of you expanding your readership, and thus your social network will grow, and then you'll have a lot of personal referrals, which is very important. It's important, too, and this I want to stress, that you remain under strict control of your blog. If you're possible, set up a site so that you can review and approve comments before they are available for public. Oftentimes, that's the way it's set up on a blog. You submit it, and then the person reads it, looks it over before they put it up. This will prevent spam messages being posted as comments, and the thing that will hurt you more than anything else is spamming. In other words, using your name product over and over and over and over again. Google, when they see that in one item, if you have an article of, say, 300 words, and 15 times your item is mentioned, your website's mentioned, your product is mentioned, they're going to call that spamming. They're not going to, that puts a lock on it. And so it's going to keep it from getting to the search engine, a high ranking on the search engine in any way. So you don't want spam messages. You don't want people to keep adding your name to the product. Information about it is fine. They can mention it and tell about it and present that. That's fine, but not to keep hammering away at the name. Also, keeping the comments on target will make the blog more entertaining and more accessible and more readable to your audience. So often, people go off on tangents when they're typing something up for your blog. So what you want to do at that point is to be able to sift through it, and one of two things, either cancel out totally or send back the blog to the person who entered it and ask them to readjust it or refine it a little bit. So those are things to get your blog moving, and those are ways that on your blog to advertise your product and get other people to talk about your product. And the more people that talk about it, the more backlinks you're going to have. We're going to do a little more, bit more about talking about building your list with viral marketing, but we're going to take a little break and we'll be back very shortly. This is Milo's Internet Talk Zone radio program.